Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelli, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everyone, to week... what are we? Week...
I don't know. You're the one who counts the weeks, not me.
We're up to week 9 of 2024. Pam's going to let us know all about this week, starting February the 26th. What's in store?
Okay, well, the 26th actually is a day we want to do what, let's see, how to say this. It's a great day for diplomacy, mending fences, opening the heart. So what I love about this day, because we've had a lot of strife and difficult movements, and the thing about the difficult movements, as I've talked about before, is that without friction, nothing happens. So we are in a time of tremendous happening. Things are moving. Things are changing. The positive is, if you're feeling defeated, if you're feeling like, how can things possibly improve? How can we have a better world, more peaceful, harmonic, people be able to use resources more equally and also in a way that is sustainable? Then this is not a time to cave into to defeat. This is a time to open your heart to possibilities. We had the full moon over the weekend, and the moon is in the sign of Libra as of 9:29 a.m. Eastern time, so you need to adjust depending on where you are on the planet. So the moon was void, of course, in the morning when most people rise. Actually went void, of course, at 2:35 a.m. on the 26th. It enters Libra at 9:29. And when the moon is void, of course, it's not really a time to take action, to initiate, to do new things. What we do is we work on things that are already in process. We clean up. We finish and smooth the edges. This is what we do. Once the moon enters Libra, we're in some really good opportunity juice, because what's happening is that Libra moon is moving forward and in the sky from our perspective, and it will eventually make a lovely picture with the planet Venus tomorrow on the 27th. And it really is not hitting any bumps or tremendous friction. It comes up against things like, hey, talk to me, or consider this, or get your ego out of the way. But it doesn't have anything that is tripping it up or stopping it from the agenda. So the valuable thing on this day is to think in terms of, okay, how do I take the integration energy of when that Pisces sun lit the Virgo moon over the weekend, and how do I think, what is that high octave of love in which I can do service? There's so many encounters we have on a daily basis, depending on how active you are in the world or even today online, you know, whether you're interfacing with people physically or just two-dimensionally on the internet. And we're making choices all the time. How am I going to respond? Does this make me angry? Am I frustrated? Does this make me feel defeated, stuck, dismal? Do I want to throttle somebody? But on Monday, and ideally on Tuesday up until the early afternoon, we can be working in a way where we're really crystallizing, clarifying, communicating, feeling a sense that we're very connected, very socially connected. And so these are great times for us to open the heart and receive and give. So Libra, when it's at its best energetically, it's continually weighing, considering, accommodating, appreciating, manipulating itself to adjust and dance. When you think of dancers, how they move in a way that is just like one, it's that level of communication, verbal, absolutely, thinking. So, okay, maybe you're not talking to anyone doing anything, but you are still, your brain is working, your emotional intelligence is working, your intuitive intelligence is working. So it's so important for us on these days to send out positive vibrations, to feel a sense of triumph in spite of what seems to be destruction. When negativity and things are falling apart is happening, it's also an opportunity for new growth. So Monday, Tuesday morning, fabulous energetic times. People with a lot of air and fire may feel more in the zone of it. It depends on your horoscope. Certainly, if you know where Libra resides in your natal horoscope, this is going to help you understand the area of life that you can really work that muscle of positive communication. So on the 27th, the moon goes void, of course, at 1:22 p.m., and it's void basically the rest of the afternoon into mid-evening. It doesn't, oh wow, yeah, this is my highlight. I'm sorry. I just did a little scribble on my calendar like, wow, look at this. Okay, so this moon in Libra is void, of course, until the moon enters Scorpio at 10:09 p.m. on the next day on the 28th. So here's the way to set up this week. So as I said, energetically, Monday, Tuesday morning, you're putting things in place, you're reaching out the olive branch, you're doing what is necessary. And here's another piece that just flew into my head based on a conversation I had this morning. A friend was saying her body is breaking down. You know, she, very energetic person, it seems like everything's falling apart, and there's this great sense of defeat. And I think as people age or as we encounter a health issue, the one thing to move through is that sense of, okay, the physical body is no longer operating in the way it used to. So do I take my energy and be mad at my body and mourning what I can no longer do? Well, yes, we have to do that to an extent until we move through energetically the recognition that this is what I have to work with. So how do I appreciate and move with it? And so that is also a metaphor for so many things. What do I have to work with, even though I am angry or mournful that I used to have something else? And how do I work with what I have? So that's the piece, the brokering, the understanding, the communication that can come through on Monday into Tuesday morning. And then when we're in this long void period with that Libra moon, it's okay. How do I accommodate, adjust, put these things into place? Because this is not a time of initiation. The initiation was Monday, Tuesday morning. Now I'm in this space that's, what do I do with what I've learned or reached out or integrated over those opening days? And so this can be a highly productive time of putting things in place, resolution. For some of us, it may just be a long meditation. I'm just going to chill, get off all the electronics, be in the woods, gaze at water, clean up my home, put things in place, and just be peaceful. The other thing about Wednesday to note is that there's a picture in the sky between Mercury and Saturn in the morning, very, very strong energetically, and the Sun Mercury as well. So what I'm feeling from this is, oh gosh, it's like Monday, Tuesday morning can be very inspired for especially writers, creators, people who are working on some sort of message. And then we go through the Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, where we're editing, honing, really connecting the dots. And that's very, very powerful. So however you want to use it, use it. The moon, when it enters Scorpio at 10:09 p.m. on Wednesday evening, oh my gosh, this is so rich and fecund. And those who listen regularly probably remember that I've been, the past few weeks, I've been going on about, you know, strife, adjustments, blah, blah, blah. And that will come up before I'm done with this particular forecast. But the opening week in this waning moon cycle is so much about, what have I learned? How do I really settle into it and appreciate and keep in the groove of it as I'm finishing up or polishing the energy or really feeling as though I'm getting to the heart of it? And so this Scorpio moon gives us a tremendous depth to especially that evening, Wednesday evening. It may, for many people, especially in the Eastern time zone, just because of where the moon is at this point in time, it can be in the dreamscape. It's this what comes through, and whether you remember your dreams or not, and some of us may have a nightmare or something unsettled that wakes us up. It's something is coming to the surface. And the richness about when we're in this time that feels like what's going on? Well, and yeah, this is another piece. The Gen Zs grew up. There was a lot of writing and JV literature of all this dystopian universe. And so it's a sense of they're either warriors for the cause or they're like, let's hole up and figure out, you know, how to shore up our resources and hunker down. And then the kids are deeming alpha, the alpha generation now, which is Pluto and Capricorn. The literature and the things they're going to be exposed to that's coming up, I have a sense it's going to be more about building, creating, designing. What do you do with what you've got left? And this kind of new world energy that will be coming through. So Wednesday evening, when we're kind of erupting with these ideas and also fears, because when we touch into our fears, it gives us a potential for getting to the other side of that. Because until you open that door, until you dive into that pool, until you make that phone call, do whatever it is that's so absolutely terrifying, you don't know really what the next step is. So February 29th, leap year, every 4 years, Moon in Scorpio, energetically, because 29 is an 11, and so it is master number energy. It's saying, okay, are you ready to be the expert, the leader, the architect of the new tomorrow? And so that cracks into some inner battle energy that certainly some of us will go through. And tempers may be very, very short in the evening, especially into the late evening. But again, what I see with the Scorpio moon is it's moving Thursday into Friday, is it's a burrowing, it's a moving into, it's a going deeper, it's an exploration. And as I said at the beginning of the week with the opening up your heart, this is when we really go to the underbelly of opening up to our heart, because some things are just easy to love, just incredibly easy to love. Hummingbird going to the purple sage in my garden. Oh my God, you know, it's just so easy to love. There's nothing in the way of that. My rescue dog that I've worked with for a few years now, I mean, again, so easy to love because she was so fearful when I first took her in. And still, it's kind of crazy. She knows how loved and safe she is. But every now and then, a new person comes in and she's just like hiding. So we are continually going into where is this old fear that keeps us stuck. And many of us are very afraid, well, I know I am, of losing everything or so many things that we knew as children, what nature was, what rivers were, what a sense of safety and security was. It's like, really? But we also have to recognize that there is an absolute, what's the word I want? Destiny isn't the right word. I keep coming back to an evolutionary purpose of what we are going into. And fear is important to recognize, but we are not going to be overrun by it. Because if we're overrun by it, we don't get to the other side of it. And so, yes, Thursday and Friday may ask us to find our courage, or at least just recognize the fear and do the thing anyway. So the moon goes void, of course, at Saturday morning at 2:47 a.m. And Friday night, I just want to mention, is a lovely evening for diving into dream potential. I like to put a tarot card or a wish under my pillow on certain evenings, and just I am moving into the unconscious to reveal what I need to know over the next few days, months, year. Because Saturday, when the moon enters Sagittarius on the 2nd at 8:56 a.m., the energy is different. It's fire, it's mutable, it has some things that it rocks up against. There's a picture in the sky between Venus and Uranus that's exact early Sunday morning. And so we're being exposed to a lot over this weekend. Look at this, this is over here, this is happening, do this, do that. And so you want to be able to move and respond, but stay with the sense of, I wrote a children's novel 100 years ago, but there was one piece where the kids are working their way through the fog and they cannot see in front of them. But the important thing is that the kid who's in the lead is just imagining where the point of his destiny, where he is walking to. And he gets through the fog and, you know, whatever. And the point is that even when we don't know where we're going or what we're stepping on, the important thing is that sense of destination and the absolute belief that you will get there. And now I turn it over to Susie.
And hopefully I will get there too. Yes, we'll get there. There, wherever there is. Okay, I invite everyone to our little 10-minute meditation. Take a moment just to ground, center. This is something that so many people are asking help with. And it is something that, of course, in our extraordinarily busy lives, we tend to get away from being grounded, and so much of the world around us, all of the different frequencies, are also very ungrounding. All of the Wi-Fi, like everywhere you go now, there are EMF radiation fields because there's so many things that are on Wi-Fi. And that has a very ungrounding effect on the body. It does affect our health, absolutely. And it makes us also feel, in a way, kind of jittery or a little bit like on edge. So let's really make an effort all of the time to find our grounding, to find our center, to create as much as we can on a daily basis this experience of centered, grounded, connected to Earth. And if that means that you switch off your Wi-Fi, your routers at night, that's a very good idea. To not have all of the Wi-Fi appliances around you all of the time, certainly not having your phone on you all of the time on your body. So really become cognizant of what's going on with all of these frequencies. And now let's bring ourselves into this very grounded state. Grounded so that we can make good decisions, valid decisions, strong decisions about what we do, about what we choose, about how we choose to spend our time, about what words we like to use, what words come tumbling out of our mouths. We can become more grounded. And as we do that, we find also that our thoughts become more grounded and more compassionate. One really great way to ground is to think of your body now as a living, electric being, that it has polarities, that it has frequencies. And visualize now that the foundation of your being, your spine, your skeleton, your bones, is all lining up now in the correct frequency, in the correct polarity, as it connects deep into the earth. So you can visualize like how sometimes you see those iron filings when they're placed with the magnet and they all suddenly line up. Just visualize yourself lining up to the magnet of Mother Earth. And you can visualize that deep, deep inside at the core of Mother Earth is a giant iron crystal. And your body now is literally lining up energetically with the center of the earth. And you can visualize, if this is helpful for you, a beautiful silver cord that reaches down from the base of your spine, from the coccyx bone, and it reaches down and goes all the way into Mother Earth. It's like you're plugged in with your electrical cord. You're plugged in to the mother. And when we plug in, when we connect to the earth, energetically we receive all of the frequencies that help us live a healthy life. That's why it's good for us to actually be outside in nature without shoes on, bare feet, and to ground, whether you're on the grass or on the sand or standing in the ocean, allowing yourself to connect to the Mother Earth and to literally receive that electrical pulse from the earth that is absolutely necessary for our physical health. And as you're visualizing now the energy coming up from the silver cord into your body, just visualize everything lining up, everything that's been scattered, maybe fragmented. Visualize within your body the correct polarity. Seeing everything coming back into this exquisite order. And we can feel that now. We can feel it in our bone structure, and then that's creating a frequency for all of the cells in our body. All of our organs, our muscles, everything now is lining up, coming back into center, becoming grounded. And as we do this, the detox pathways open up, allowing for our body to function correctly and detox correctly. And all of the space opens up. And we also receive from this energy from Mother Earth wisdom that we need as well. The Earth that has been here for billions of years shares with us her nature, her wisdom. Her power. And we continue to feel this energy moving through our bodies. Calming the mind. Calming all of the thoughts. So wherever we are haphazard or overwhelmed, we're learning how to simplify, how to be more efficient, more effective. The thoughts calming down. The body calming down. And everything realigning with this deep source energy of being a human being, of being a person, of being a part of nature. Of being part of this intricate web of life. And centering back into nature being such a very important and exquisite part of our journey. As we take a few deeper breaths, feeling that groundedness, and as we're ready, gently opening our eyes and being present here and now. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you so much, Pam, and see you all next week, and love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelle of Active Spirituality. Life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, activespirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.